Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Can everybody hear me? Would y'all please? Okay, Gene says you can hear me. Good. All right. Well, I am Charlene Stringfield, and I am here tonight with Gene Ann Castor, and we are here with the New Way Power Hour, and we're glad to be back, and we've got a powerful healing for y'all tonight. Gene?
Hello, everyone, and we're Charlene and myself are so happy that you've joined us tonight, and we would like to welcome you, and it's really good to be here tonight on this beautiful, beautiful June evening. My name is Jean Castor, and like Charlene said, we are both spiritual healers and guardian angel communicators, and all of the healings you will receive tonight are divine-based. We are the facilitators of these healings, and we give God all the glory. These healings bring personal power, peace, and clarity, raising your vibration and consciousness to high levels of peace, love, happiness, and joy. And during the entire broadcast, you will receive Diksha energy. Now, this energy awakens the enlightenment process. And also, I will sing the Reiki codes, which send out Reiki at the highest form through vibration. And after, Charlene will then facilitate a major house healing, and then after the house healing, we'll go straight to the phone lines and then to the chat room, giving messages from your guardian angels and animal guides. And if you're in the chat room, please just type in your first name and let me know that you would like a message, and I will put you on the list. Charlene, back to you.
All right, thank you, Jean. And anybody in the chat room, if you have any hear any kind of interference or all of a sudden you don't hear Gene and I, would you please send us a message through the chat room? Sometimes we have these little technical issues going, and it's interesting because we're sitting right here next to each other. But sometimes it's the mainframe computer, which is all the way out in California, and sometimes it's just – anyway, on that note, we do have a great healing for you tonight, and I always like to ask people to go ahead and put your proxy list out there, anybody you would like this healing to go to, whether it be your animals or friends or family who you think that would really benefit from this healing. And the animals will always receive it lovingly, but just so you know, if it goes out, and we never overcome anyone's free will, so if it does go out to somebody and the soul just does not want to receive it, and usually they wouldn't want to receive it if they are in a challenge in their life, because, you know, maybe they need to be where they're at. So that would be like why they wouldn't receive it. Always, and make sure when you do your proxy list that you put it out there to, you know, people that you love and care about, you know, opposed to somebody who may be your enemy, who may be like, oh, you know what I mean? It might just really put them in a weird place to healing to go out. And, of course, it wouldn't be received, but it would just create more negativity if you're having a problem with somebody. So I've got my proxy list set up, and I am going to say a prayer and put in a divine miracle healing request. So if there's anything that you would like this healing to go to, whether it's a physical ailment, mental or emotional, broken heart, broken leg, whatever it may be, just set that intention that the healing will go directly to that, and it will. Thank you. So I'll begin with the prayer. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, creator of all, would you please put your hands upon the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour and bless us all with peace, love, happiness, and joy. Please connect us all up to you, creator of all, ground us to the earth, bring us into our heart and into our highest of consciousness. Please raise our frequencies and vibrations up to its highest level. And I ask that you help everyone who receives this healing tonight integrate it with grace and ease and comfortability. God, Goddess, Creator of all, I am putting in a divine miracle healing request for everyone listening to the New Way Power Hour. I ask that whatever each person is seeking, I ask in your name that it be granted. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, we'll start with a healing. In the name of the light, I'd like to call down the New Way Healing Team. That is a group of archangels and ascended masters. Jesus is the head of that team. They will be removing 300,000 layers off of everyone tonight, which will include your art field, your life path, your chakras, your guide team, and, of course, your guardian angels. So I'd like to go ahead and ask that everybody's life path reveal itself. And we need to go ahead and start with a divine intervention statement because I'm seeing a lot of life paths out there that have blocks on it. Usually they're self-imposed fears and things. And because it is self-imposed, that's why we need to make a statement that you're wanting your path clear. So if you'll begin with me, these divine intervention statements are always helpful in healing. I am asking for divine intervention to clear my life path now. And I allow it. Thank you. Okay, good. That cleared everybody up really good. Mother God, can we please take everybody apart, clear and clean their chakras? Let's just get everybody a brand new set of chakras, a brand new power source, a brand new processor. Jesus, would you please clear everyone's rose? Please rejuvenate, regenerate, and activate everyone's tree of life and apply a life force healing. Jesus, would you please bring down the divine matrix grid and ground it into everyone, ground it to the center of the earth and connect it up to Creator of all. Clear and clean everybody's energy. Call it back. Bring them into the present moment. And please two-point everybody three times fold. New Way Healers, would you please clear everyone's relationship space and anyone attached to it? Look for any energy drains or any money drains. Clear cut and remove all etheric cords, psychic ties attached to them. Anybody that is or any energies that's not theirs that's cohabitating in any of their chakras, clear and remove it. Please clear and remove all inner conflict, inner turmoil. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon their heart and heal their heart? Please clear and remove all unforgiveness and separation programs and patterns. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please commune with everyone's soul here, along with the soul of the New Way Power Hour? Please clear and remove any planetary and worldly energies, hooks into any group consciousness patterns. Please clear all blocks to hearing and seeing God. High Self, please connect to the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour. Please apply every healing that there is. Please open all minds and energy minds that there are to their morphic field and morphogenetic field. Please clear all conscious and subconscious clutter, all obsessive thoughts, all obsessions, all obsession cords. Please clear the obsession. Clear and remove it. Guarantee that everybody's energy field is pulled in and guarantee each aspect of their space, their seven layers, are cleared and clean. Guarantee any outsiders or intruders on their guide teams are cleared and removed now and replaced with 100% angelics. Jesus, would you please awaken everyone's heart and give everyone a total heart healing? And Jesus and Lady Nada, would you please run heart energy with everybody? Clear and clean everybody's personal power. Call it back. Guarantee it, the power in every chakra is cleared and raised up to 100%, and anything pulling that power is cleared and removed permanently. Guarantee their tribal power, the first chakra is cleared, the relationship power, guarantee their career space is clear, their personal power is cleared, and all of it is called back, their love power. Please clear and remove any pain, suffering, fear, and lack, and shift everybody into divine, true love base. Please clear their willpower. their intuitive power, and their spiritual power. And let's go ahead and make a couple divine intervention statements while they're working on this. If you'll just please repeat after me. I am asking for divine intervention to heal my heart and my mind and return me to love and peace. And I allow it, thank you. I am asking for divine intervention to give me an attitude adjustment, a divine attunement, bring me into the present moment, and shift my inner dialogue into positive. And I allow it, thank you. I am asking for divine intervention to power up my energy levels and heal whatever it is in me that is causing me to lose energy. And I allow it, thank you. All right. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everybody's head, clear their mind, connect their intelligent mind to their smart mind, to their divine mind, to their genius mind, to their common sense, to their superconscious mind, all of their minds together 100%. Please give them a cranial sacral adjustment. Connect them to the divine mind. Connect all of their energies together and make that mind and all energy minds guarantee that they're all clear, fired up, and working together as one. Please clear and remove any programs or patterns that is creating any kind of memory loss. Please balance and harmonize their left and right hemispheres of their brain and apply a spiritual healing and a Star of David. And please give everybody a cranial sacral adjustment and a neurocranial sacral adjustment 3x fold. Crystal healers, would you please come down and give everybody a healing of your nature? And New Way healers, let's look for any seeds of anger, negativity, rage, anything that is just not theirs. Clear all blame, shame, pain, guilt, or self-punishment, self-doubt, self-limitation, self-retaliation, self-punishment, self-attacks, whatever is creating it and causing it. Name it as a whole and whoosh it on out. Please fill all voids with unconditional light, love, and agape. Jesus, would you please clear everybody on a cellular level? Mother God, would you please heal everybody's lineage? Guarantee their heart is really, really clear. Please look for any soul wounds or any soul scars and all of the energies in them. Clear and remove them. And let's clear, say one more divine intervention statement. You'll please repeat after me. I am asking for divine intervention to clear and remove all of my burdens now. And I allow it. Thank you. All right, let's clear any kind of hooks into anybody, any negativity. Let's just really dig deep, anything hidden, buried, or covered up, and clear anything causing any anxiety, stress, worry, fear. Name it and clear and remove it and whoosh it on out. Angels of the violet flame, would you please immerse everybody with the violet flame 1,000,000x fold. Please clear everybody's having this gauge, their I can have it gauge. Guarantee their faith, belief, trust, and certainty gauge is connected to divine supply and to divine creator of all. Clear and remove all struggle and survival patterns. Clear and remove them and bring everybody into a successful, thriving mindset. And on that note, let's say another divine intervention statement. Please repeat after me. I am asking for divine intervention to clear and remove anything or anyone that is trying to control me or hinder my spiritual growth or steal my power. And I allow it. Thank you. Let's take everybody to the goddesses, open them up, clear their minds, their brains, their inner dialogue, all inner layers. Goddesses, would you please look for any soul fractures? And Jesus, would you please call back any of energies to heal these soul fractures and all the emotions with them? Mother God, would you please activate the divine spark, the divine feminine spark? God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everybody's head and heal the God organ. Guarantee everybody's soul is connected to their mind. Their mind is connected to their body. Anybody holding their pseudo-false blueprint, clear and remove it, and let's bring in their divine soul chart. Mother God, would you please adjust it accordingly? Guarantee everybody's phylum list. Everybody is at the top of their phylum list, only second to God, and please prioritize their phylum list that would be for their highest good. Thank you. And Mother God, would you please step into everybody's body and empower everyone, turn on their inner healer, shift their mind, set into the mind of the healer, which is wanting to live, serve, and ascend. Please clear their master manifestor, remove all fears from it, guarantee it's totally connected to divine supply and divine creator of all. Mother God, would you please activate their divine soul light, their divine angel light? Jesus, would you please tap every one of their organs and glands and guarantee that everything in their body systems is running at 100%? Give them a cellular cleanse on all levels. Jinshin Jitsu healers, would you please come down and give everybody all the Jinshin Jitsu healing flows 5x fold? Mother God, please raise everybody's vibration and frequencies up to that of enlightenment. Guarantee everything is clear. Please do a head-to-toe search and clear. Mother God, please guarantee that their power source, they are the only ones plugged into it. Guarantee everybody's energy is raised up high. Clear all brain fogs and brain clouds. Any kind of programs that are coming up that is creating lack, pain, or suffering and fear, clear and remove it. Clear and remove the creator of fear. Whoosh it on out. Guarantee everything is clear. Everybody is connected up to creator of all, grounded to the earth in their heart and in their highest of consciousness. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, I ask for you to commune with everybody's soul during the entire duration of this show. And I ask that you please return their hearts to forgiveness and love and return their entire being to peace, love, happiness, and joy, and harmony and balance. And guarantee that all of their personal power and all the powers in their chakras is raised up to 100%. Clear and remove their panic button and bring them into love. We need all of the healers now, everybody, to run these high vibrations. I mean, it's just crazy some of the energies that's been on this planet these days. And on that note, please clear any programs or patterns or seeds of craziness, madness, insanity, unstableness, and move them on out. Any group consciousness into the government or this election or anything of that nature, please clear and remove it and replace it with love. And whoosh it on out. And give everybody a positive-negative energy balance. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please give everybody a triple special whoop-a-whoosh from the all. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please fill everybody up with your divine essence and their own true essence. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, folks, this part of the healing is complete. Jean's going to sing the Reiki codes and tell you all about them, and then we'll be back to the house healing. Jean?
Thank you, Charlene, for facilitating that wonderful healing. I just love the divine intervention statements. Okay, everyone, go ahead and set your intentions for where you would like the Reiki energy to go and to flow on yourself, your animals, your home, your property, your food, your water, anything of this earth. It is really, really powerful for the healing and the purification of that. The first code I will sing is Chokurei, and Chokurei is the power symbol. It opens up the rainbow bridge, and it calls the white light down, and it opens the spirit doorway for healing. It fills, purifies, and it blesses. The Hun Shaze Shonin is the distant symbol, and it's me directing the energy to go straight to you, and it slices like a laser beam through time and space, and it directs the healing through past, present, and future. The Seheki is the mental and the emotional symbol, and it opens and clears the subconscious, and it cuts through negativity, it clarifies, and it sets boundaries. The Daikomyo is the master symbol, and it empowers all the other symbols. It is the great purifier. The Raku is the lightning, is like a lightning bolt that clears any and all obstructions. And the Kriya brings perfect balance and action, and it balances energy, and it raises awareness, and it transforms. So please go ahead and set your intentions for where you would like the energy to go. Chokurei, chokurei, chokurei. Chokurei, chokurei, chokurei. Chokurei, chokurei, chokurei. Chokurei, chokurei. Chokurei, chokurei, chokurei. Chokurei, chokurei, chokurei. Hun Shaze Shonen. Hun Shaze Shonen. Hun Shaze Shonen. Hun Shaze Shonen, Hun Shaze Shonen, Hun Shaze Shonen. Seki, Seki, Seki. Seki, Seki, Seki. Seki, Seki, Seki. Seki, Seki, Seki. Seki. Daikomyo, 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 Daikomyo. Raku. Seki, Seki, Seki. Kriya. Kriya. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Charlene, back to you.
Thank you so much, Jean. I could really feel that. All right, folks, I'm going to go ahead and do a major house healing. If you'll put whatever address that you would like this house healing to go to. I always recommend if you have an office or a place that you work or any, or even the house that you live in or any other houses you own and all the vehicles and sheds or buildings that you have on it that you just put it out there like that. So I'm going to go ahead and begin. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon all of these homes and properties and addresses that have been put out here today and just infuse it with so much light. And New Way Healers, would you please come down and give all of these homes and properties and addresses a New Way healing, remove a million layers off of them, and just Fill up each home with divine miracle healing energy and Christ energy and the pink light of unconditional love. God, Goddess, Creator, all, would you please waterfall all of these homes and properties and addresses with the highest of Creator all of all energy, which is encompasses all the healing energies that you created for us as human beings that's of 100% light, 100% love-based. And please send all of these homes and properties and addresses the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all. Angels of the violet flame, would you please immerse all of these homes and properties with the violet flame 1,000,000 times fold. Archangel Michael, would you please come down with your band of mercy and go through all of these homes and properties with a fine-tooth comb and give it a complete spirit releasement and a space clearing. Any portals or openings up to other dimensions, anything of that nature, please clear, close, and block them with light. If they will not remain closed, please move them to where they cannot harm any humans or animals. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Somebody please give all of these homes and properties a triple special whopper whoosh from the all. Connect them all up to Creator of all, ground them to the earth. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please fill up all of these homes and properties with infinite levels of divine healing roses, 1,000 feet above, 1,000 feet below, 1,000 feet to the sides. Ground them to the center of the earth and pop those healing roses and send them down to the center of the earth for transmutation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please send 500 billion archetypes of angels down to all of these homes and properties and addresses to clear and clean all energies that's other than 100% light. Plug your energy into the four corners of these homes and properties and bless all of these homes and properties with peace, love, happiness, and joy, harmony, and balance. Please guarantee all of these homes and properties and addresses are shifted to divine, true love base. And all fear, pain, suffering, and lack in anything creating or causing it is cleared and removed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, folks, this part of the healing is complete. Jean, do we have any callers on the line tonight?
Yes, we do, Charlene. We have a few callers on the line that are waiting for a message, and we have our friends and followers in the chat room that have given me their name. They said that they would love a message from their guardian angel. So we're going to go ahead and start with the first caller, Charlene. The last four digits of this caller's number are 2517. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi. I'd like just a general message. This is Jessica.
Okay. All right. Jessica, we're giving messages from guardian angels and animal guides. You've got a zebra working with you. The zebra is about seeing the big picture, seeing between the lines. Your guardian angel says that there is something going on with you right now that it's like it's important for you to open up and see the big picture. It's more than what you think it is. It's bigger than that. And she's saying to let go of the negativity and the drama and just see the bigger picture. And she says whatever this is that's going on with you, it's just really small. It's kind of petty. And she's like, let it go, and don't let it affect your energy anymore. Do you know what she's talking about?
Yes, that's a perfect message. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just she said, just move forward. Don't stay stuck in it any longer, okay? And
okay,
she says that as soon as you let it go, everything will shift. You just let it go, and like it's just done, okay?
All right, I'll do it right now. Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck with that. Thanks for following
Thank
the show.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, the next caller on the line that's waiting on a message, the last four digits of your number are 1111. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, ladies. It's Vicki.
Hello, Vicki. All right, Vicki.
Hi.
Immediately, I'm seeing doves around you, and there are multiple doves flying around your space, and their wings are just infusing your energy field with peace, and it's going straight to your heart. It's really a beautiful energy, and your guardian angel is saying that to remember that peace comes from love, and only love brings peace. To remember that. She's saying you're a very heart-centered person, and sometimes people in various situations in your life try to shake that peace within you. But she's saying to remember that that love that comes from your heart brings that peace to you. These other people may feel chaotic, and they may feel like they don't have their solution, or, you know, their lives are being shaken up. But remember, she's saying, remember that in your heart, where there's love, peace will come to you. And she's saying also that whatever situation you're dealing with right now, she said that it's going to come out in a very perfect way, and things will end up being fair. And she says that it will be that way for you, and however else other people or other person takes this, it's up to them to accept it. She says to not concern yourself about that. I'm also seeing a turtle with you, Vicki, for helping you stay grounded and in the present moment. Because there's a lot of earth shifts going on, a lot of things. Energies are kind of shaking up some healers this past couple of weeks, and the turtle is it's helping you stay grounded and pull in on that earth energy that brings you energy within yourself. So good luck, Vicki. Stay grounded and stay in the present moment.
Can you tell me if yesterday was especially bad? Because it was for me.
Oh, yes. Yes. Both Charlene and myself, because we work together a lot, and we noticed it specifically ourselves, and we also noticed it with other people. Other people are really needing some healing, some clearings, and this week has been like pretty big with that. So whatever you're feeling, yeah, it's you're right on with it. So keep yourself grounded. Oh. Your guardian angel has reminded you to hold that love in your heart regardless, and call on your doves to bring you peace, because they're there for you. There are so many doves around you, Vicki.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene, the next caller on the line, the last four digits are 0909. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, Charlene and Jean. This is Ellen. I'm so glad I'm talking to you.
Oh, great. Good. Well, we're glad that you got in here. And, you know, we've got, you know, it's interesting, you know, we've got a small group tonight, but that's great because we have a lot of people that go in, and we have actually more of a following that goes back and listens to the archives. And we recommend that people do that now because the energies are shifting so strong and affecting people. And I'm telling you, you are very, very sensitive. And of the lady right before you, she was asking if there had been earth shifts this week. They're constant right now. And your guardian angel wants you to know to stand strong and hold your power. There's somebody in your life right now that she says it's very important that you speak your truth to and resolve an issue with. Do you know who she's talking about?
Maybe, but I don't feel the need to speak my truth to her.
Okay, well, maybe it's not her then. You know, maybe it's yourself that you need to speak the truth to. It's all about forgiveness and letting go. But it's important, like your truth. To me, it's more of it like get it out of you. You know,
okay.
In other words, even if you have to write down what you would like to say. Because maybe, you know, you don't want to say it to the person, or you're unable to say it kindly, whatever it is, get it out of you because it's causing conflict within you. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
So if you write this person a letter and just say everything that you need to say, it will get out of you. Otherwise, it's the same old tape playing in you because and this person may be somebody that wouldn't be able to really hear it anyway, you know?
Yes.
So that's why you don't want it to take away from your peace one more moment, okay? Now,
okay.
It's important too because the more you give her, it's like you're giving this person your power. So I'm asking them to restore your personal power and help you release this because it does. It takes away your personal power, and that's something that you need really strong. So I'm just going to ask for a special healing for you right now, for you to hold your personal power and the angels to help you release this tonight. So are you willing to write this all out of you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good, good, because it's important. Now, you've also got a buffalo working with you for abundance and strength and power. So buffalo means all of those things, but every time I see buffalo, it's always about abundance. So whatever you feel any lack in, I'm asking them to clear and remove any and all lack and to bring you into that abundant mindset. And anybody out here listening tonight, bring them into the mind of plenty and abundance and prosperity and get rid of all of that lack. But everything is going to work out for you. There's something really fun coming up for you in the next 3 weeks. And enjoy it when it comes up, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Charlene, we're going to switch to the chat room, and I'll go back to the phone lines to see if anybody else has called in the meantime. But the next person, the first person, excuse me, in the chat room that's ready for a message is Neely. And Neely, your guardian angel has stepped forward, and she's saying it's important at this time because some things are transitioning for you in a very positive way. She says it's very important that you speak up for yourself. And that's the big message. She says speak up for yourself and know that within that, those around you, whether they agree with what you say or not, will have respect for you for speaking up for yourself. But know that when you speak up for yourself, it's important, she says, to speak your truth and kindness. And you know how to do that. She says you know how to do that well. Also, your guardian angel is saying that pay attention to the moon cycles. We just got out of a new moon, going into the different moon cycles, and notice how you feel and when it's time to pull things into you and when it's time to release what you no longer need. She's saying really pay attention to that this moon cycle. You have an owl with you, and the owl is about wisdom. And within that wisdom comes how you speak up for yourself, and the owl is working with you on that. And also I'm seeing a deer with you, and the deer is about gentleness, and this specifically the deer is saying be gentle with yourself, Neely. Remember that you're transitioning through some things, and you're coming on the other end of that transition, and some really wonderful things are going to come to you that you've been wanting. So good luck with that, Neely, and thank you so much for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Katie.
Okay, Katie, I am seeing a horse with you, which is about personal power and travel. Now, your guardian angel says that it is time to let go and move forward. It's like something has been holding on to you and you have been holding on to it. She says, please let it go, and it will. And then there's something like even better for you at the end of the rainbow. It looks like relationship something, and she says that once you let this go, that all this, I don't know, whatever, confusion or turmoil, whatever it is, that it will be released and you will be free because whatever this thing is that you've been trapped in, it's just held you down. And she said it's time to move forward because there's just a lot of love out there for you, and it's coming your way. And it's just to let go of this stuff, whatever it is, and she's not revealing what it is. Let it go, and something brand new and very positive is coming down the pipe for you. So good luck with that.
Okay. The next person in the chat room that would like a message is Ella. And Ella, your guardian angel is saying at this time it's really important for you to spend more time outdoors, whether sitting on your deck, walking, going hiking, doing gardening. She says it's real important for you to spend more time outdoors because at this time it will help you relax, and it will, this connection with nature is going to energize you. She also says that there is coming a transition in your life, and she is indicating in your career space. So be open to options, possibilities, and offers, she says. I'm seeing aligning with you for feminine power and leadership. And I'm also seeing, I'm seeing a dove with you, and the dove is about peace. So bringing that peace and relaxation into your life. When she says, when some things kind of make you feel a little, she's using the word antsy, like you need to get up and go, and instead of sitting and being peaceful within yourself and your own energy. So get out in nature, she's saying one more time. That will really relax you as well as energize you and connect you with that energy of nature. So thanks for being in the chat room, Ella. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Marguerite.
All right, Marguerite. Your guardian angels, they're saying that they're helping you with some relationship issues right now. But the relationship, the big relationship is the relationship is within yourself. And she's asking, calling forth for you to forgive yourself. And it's like your heart is needing to release some grief, some sadness, some depression. And she says that you've been concerned that maybe you were depressed or you're getting depressed. It's actually a lack of joy. But I'm asking them to pull out of these energies out of your heart so that you can move forward and have that freedom. You've got a strong past life that's active for you right now. And it seems to be creating some kind of conflict. And it was back during the ancient Egypt times, and you were a slave. And that your whole life, you were born into slavery and you died a slave. And you said you just didn't feel free, and you were never free in that life. And for some reason, there's a part of you that is not feeling free at this time. So I'm just asking, and it's probably because this past life is active. So I'm asking that this past life is deactivated, any energies bleeding over into the present moment, it's cleared and removed, and let's just return her heart to love and peace and calmness. 13th octave, Laho Chi, Healing Masters, please clear her secret sacred chambers of the heart. You've got an owl working with you for wisdom. Your guardian angel says you know what to do. Be courageous and stand up for yourself. She says you have got a really good gift in speaking your truth, and she said, and you can help others with it too that are unable to speak their truth and stand up for themselves. So good luck with that, and thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next person on the list is Candace. And Candace, your guardian angel is saying that you are perfectly safe and protected. She says that sometimes you feel that you're not safe to express how you feel or to express the love that you feel. She says to let you know that you are perfectly safe and protected to express what you're feeling and to know that it is safe for you to receive the love that's coming to you as well as express the love that you're feeling to those around you. And she's also saying that within a situation that you are going through right now, and it has to do with you and someone else, and well, it usually is within a relationship, but it's with you and someone else. She's saying it's important to soften your heart in relationship, in regard to this situation in this relationship. She's saying soften your heart, and she's saying to tell you, she's not telling you that you're being stubborn. She says she's asking you to soften your heart. She's saying that it will create a resolution and a resolve within what's going on that you'll be able to accept and embrace, and so will this other person that you're dealing with right now. I'm seeing a hummingbird with you, Candace, that is bringing joy into your space, that high vibration of joy. And also, I'm seeing an ant with you, and an ant is about patience. And remember, the ant is also saying that it can carry many, many times its weight, but it's not necessary when it's somebody else's stuff, and it's reminding you. But the patience and the joy that comes into your space. Good luck with that, Candace, and thank you so much for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person in the chat room that would like a message is Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer, I see a lot of fairies around you that are really trying to, they're working on uplifting you and bringing you into that joy level. And your animal guide for this week is a hummingbird, but I also see a squirrel for gathering and a raccoon for dexterity and hands-on healing. Your guardian angel is saying that you could really, right at this time in your life, use some hands-on healing. She said put your hands on yourself. It looks like you've got some healing abilities of your own. Remember who you are. Remember the healer that you're in, that you are. We actually did some activations to turn all that on for everybody tonight. But that's important to remember who you are. And there is, it's important for you to clear up your, we worked on, you've heard me tonight with the healing, working on people's relationship space, but there is something in your relationship space that only you can fix and only you can heal. And she says that it's important for you to do your part in doing this because you're the only one who can do it. I mean, we can ask for your relationship space to be cleared, but if there's something you need to resolve in person with somebody, then you have to do it. And she says once this is resolved, you will be free. So good luck with that. And if you need help with speaking your truth or resolving whatever this is in your relationship space, ask for divine intervention. Ask for God to help you, and it will be done. Trust, because your guardian angel says, what are you waiting for? It's time. A door is open. Walk through it. So thanks for following the show, and good luck with that.
Okay, the next person in the chat room that is waiting on a message is Gina. And Gina, your guardian angel has stepped forward, and she is saying to have courage and strength. There are things that you need to move forward from, and she says it feels like you are stuck. She says have courage and have strength. And she said to let her help you with releasing any burdens that you feel are keeping you stuck and in place, and as opposed to moving forward. She says it's time to move forward. And take the first step is going to be the step that gets you the furthest forward, that propels you forward. And she says to know that you have it within you to do this. She said whatever anybody else is telling you, it's not your stuff. It's their stuff, and let that go, because that's one of the burdens that is holding you back. She says it's time to have courage and it's time to have strength. And she says you have all of that within you. I'm seeing a gorilla with you, and the gorilla is about strength. He's bringing you his strength, and he's actually helping you move forward to take that first step. And I'm also seeing a blue jay with you, Gina, and the blue jay is about knowing the truth through intuition. And the blue jay is saying, trust your intuition when it comes to whether you're thinking something is true or not. So, and the last message is your guardian angel is saying, if the answer to a question you ask is not yes, then it's no. There's no in between. So she's saying to trust that. So good luck, Gina, and thanks for following the show. Okay, Charlene, we're down to the last person in the chat room, and I see no more callers on the line. So this is the last message of the evening, and it's to Shelley.
Okay, Shelley, I see a hawk with you, and the hawk is the messenger. And also I see a wolf with you for the teacher. Now, your guardian angel says that there's something really new, sort of like a new venue coming up for you, you know, that you're going to be teaching something new, doing something new, and you're just in the process of maybe being called to do it, because there's a special gift within you that is being activated for you to be able to do this. She says, remember the leader that you are, and it's very important to know that this new gift is going to give you everything you need to do this. I'm not exactly sure if this has even come up for you yet, if you're aware of what it is, but it's like it's coming quickly for you. Use your intuition really, really strong, and know that everything is in divine timing, and just trust. And remember, if it feels good, it is good, but you have everything you need to do this next thing that's coming in. Also, she says, pay attention to, like, the people around you. It's like your inner circle. It looks like it's changing. People are coming in or going out, coming in and going out. And she said, that's okay. Let go. You know, it's just the evolvement as you're evolving. It's not like you're being ugly or unkind. Your inner circle is changing a little bit. And she said, that's okay. She said, you're being called to a higher purpose, and there'll be new friends to take the places of the ones that maybe are stepping out. So thanks for following the show, Shelley, and thanks for everybody that's calling in. We really appreciate you, and we love doing these shows. We try to do two shows a month. There's been a couple months where we've only done one. Honestly, there's some, you know, you've heard Jean and I talk about the earth shifts and astrological changes and shifts. They affect us too, and sometimes we have to, if our energy isn't really, really high, that's why you may notice on our website there's a show planned and then there's not one not planned, because it's really important when you're working with groups for your energy and frequencies to be high, and we want to be able to help everybody else evolve and lift up. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. Jean, would you like to take us out with a prayer?
I would be happy to. And the next show that is scheduled is June the 28th. So we'll please tune in on June the 28th at 6 p.m. God, Goddess, Creator of all, I ask that you please put your hand, your essence, your energy, your presence, your divineness around all of those listening to the New Way Power Hour. Please bless everyone with peace, with joy, with happiness, with the courage and the strength that they need as they walk their path. Ground them into their personal power 100%, and please protect them on all levels of existence. Bring them peace in their heart, clarity in their mind as they walk their path and make their choices, and protect them on all levels of existence, and let thy will be done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We're so glad that you've joined us and you follow the show. Charlene, thank you. It's a pleasure to do the show with you as always. Good night, everyone.
Good night. God bless everybody, and thank you, Jean.